This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are officially the Democratic nominees for president and vice president after an unprecedented all-virtual four-day convention. So what did we learn about the candidates? And how is this party rallying voters in the middle of a pandemic? Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you get your podcasts.
3 days after police in Kenosha, Wisconsin shot a black man, Jacob Blake, in the back, the shockwaves are still reverberating through that city, through the nation, and as John Yang reports, through the world of professional athletics.
Black Lives Matter!
Black Lives Matter!
It was peaceful in Kenosha last night as demonstrators demanded justice for 29-year-old Jacob Blake, who lies in a Milwaukee hospital, paralyzed from the waist down. Bit by bit, details of his shooting are emerging. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call said police first unsuccessfully tasered Blake.
Mr. Blake walked around his vehicle, opened the driver's side door, and leaned forward. While holding on to Mr. Blake's shirt, Officer Rustin Shesky fired his service weapon 7 times. Officer Shesky fired the weapon into Mr. Blake's back. No other officer fired their weapon.
Call said that after Blake was shot, he told investigators he had a knife. Officers found it on the floor of his car, though it's not clear whether they knew about it before. Using police dispatch tapes, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel determined that Blake was shot less than 3 minutes after police arrived on the scene. The officer who shot Blake is a 7-year veteran of the Kenosha Police. He's on administrative leave and has not been charged. Information is also emerging about the killings of 2 Kenosha County men during protests Tuesday night. Authorities have not named them, but friends and family say the dead are 26-year-old Anthony Huber and Joseph Rosenbaum, 36. On a now deactivated Facebook page that appears to belong to Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old being held on a first-degree intentional homicide charge, a young man professed his support for police, declaring, "We back the blue." Blake shooting has fueled protests around the country, from Oakland to Minneapolis, where the Minnesota governor called out the National Guard to put down looting following erroneous reports that police had shot a black man. And the anger and frustration has spread to professional sports. Last night, nearly a dozen NBA, WNBA, Major League Baseball, and Major League Soccer games were called off when athletes refused to play. Instead of taking the court for a playoff game, Milwaukee Bucks players spoke by phone from their locker room with the Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor and Attorney General.
I commend the Bucks and now all NBA teams that suspended their games today for stepping up and participating in the dialogue about these issues and making their voices known.
Later, Bucks players spoke to reporters.
We are calling for justice for Jacob Blake and demand the officers be held accountable. For this to occur, it is imperative for the Wisconsin State Legislature to reconvene after months of inaction and take up meaningful measures to address issues of police accountability, brutality, and criminal justice reform.
NBA and WNBA players and coaches have been at the forefront of protest over systemic racism and police brutality. Doc Rivers is head coach of the Los Angeles Clippers.
We're the ones getting killed. We're the ones getting shot. We're the ones that were denied to live in certain communities. We've been hung, we've been shot, and all you do is keep hearing about fear. It's amazing to me why we keep loving this country and this country does not love us back. And it's really so sad.
As some NFL teams cancel practices today, NBA players agreed to resume the league's championship playoffs, although tonight's 3 scheduled games have all been postponed.